So, and we got an offside. That's a legal procedure, right? 5 yards back. But here's what I'm opening with, and I don't have a social media account, but I do know this. I'm jacked about the helmets, but if anybody wants to vote for the white face mask and then the solid stripe, I'm in. But I don't have an account, so I can't vote, but that's it. But jacked about the helmets and the uniform change. Are you up? Are y'all going to let him do this? It was definitely a sophomore slump, and it starts with myself. Did we put enough around Todd? It starts with, you know, it goes to Todd. Did he do enough? It goes to the OL, to the receivers. It's a wee thing. The offense is not just one player. So that's what this offseason's about, trying to figure out how do we get him back to that, if we want to call it that freshman year, that rookie of the year, you know, year. You know, philosophically, we're always draft, you know, draft first, develop from within, but you definitely got to use free agency to supplement. And with that, it just, similar to the draft, but different is, okay, you got a board of UFAs that you would like to acquire. Some of them get franchised before we get to next Monday, and maybe your board changes, and then, you know, the market forces that go into it, because we got a budget to work with. So we'll definitely... planning to be active, but you got to wait and see how the process goes and see who goes off the board, what they get paid. Does that fit into your big picture plans and going from there? But I definitely think we definitely need to use free agency to supplement our roster. We're open to multiple positions, and, you know, offensive side of the ball, even defensive side of the ball, because we are moving to 3-4, and there's some things, you know, there's some positions that we're adding to our defense that we didn't have before. So we're open to that as well. So it's not just one particular position. It's all positions. What stands out is, hey, their success over the last maybe not 5 years, decade, as long as we've been covering this league, it seems like they've been doing what they do. But you can tell when you sit down with both of those guys, highly intelligent. They use that intelligence to get a competitive advantage in football. They've got a plan. They've got a system. They believe in it, and they execute it. So that's what you get when you sit down with Josh and Matt. Very impressive, you know, individuals.
When you come to the combine and as you're approaching stacking the draft board, do you stack it as if you're picking first or picking third?
You definitely need to stack it as you're picking first. That helps you figure out who might be there at 37. But obviously when you don't have a first round, you know, from a speculative point, let's call it the first 36 players are going to be off the board. But that's all speculation right now. And we have to prepare that, hey, one of those, you know, if we get our 37 players, one of those guys is going to be there at 37. You just don't know who. But it is, you know, advantageous to start with one and try to get to your second, to your third, to your fourth. So it helps you map your spring, helps you be efficient in who you prepare for, things like that. You know what? The thinking of this, Tremaine, started last year when we had two corners up. But coming into the, let's call it, after the 2015 season, Tremaine, in terms of looking at the corner position, since 2012, when he was drafted, he ranked second in interceptions. After this season, he ranks fifth in interceptions at the corner position. So takeaways are important in our league. He's been able to do it. So he's definitely a viable player. We need him. So now we change coordinators, Wade Phillips. It's a different system than we had last year, but I do know this. Wade values corners. So I think what we're going to do with Tremaine, because everybody's new, is, hey, we need to – work together, live together, see if we're all a fit. Does True fit Wade? Does Wade fit True? And then at that point, because it is obvious from the tag number and what corners get played, a heavy investment, and you want to be right with that, especially when you go long term. And that's because we got a lot of change in parts. That's a legal procedure too. 5 yards.
Thank you.
You know what's great is finally we can quit saying spread and we got bear raid, right? I've always said we got to have another word besides spread. But bear, I think you said it well, hey, rookie year, that's his first chapter in, you know, progressing. And he's not there yet, but he's getting there. And last year was a big step in that. But when you do go from bear raid, spread, whatever raid you want to call it, it is different than what we normally do at this level. And that's going to take rewiring your central nervous system. That's going to, you know, a lot of times, hey, you're going from maybe two skis to snowboarding. You're going to be able to snowboard at some point, but the first time you go down that mountain, it's going to be a little different. So it's similar to that. We got to, last year was the first step in that. But yeah, I think at the quarterback position, you got to be patient, and it's probably going to leak down to other positions as well, because often I will say this: the gap's getting wider in the differences between our league and college football, and nothing against college football. They're doing well there. So I think it's going to take patience, not only with QBs, wide receivers, even offensive linemen, and even running backs, because now you see running backs doing what we call gun runs. They line up beside the QB, and they run sideways and go one way, where in the NFL, a lot of times they're behind the quarterback going north and south. So it's seeping over the defense too. So we're going to have to be patient with a lot of these young players as they come in, even though they come in with a lot more hype. And so it's a nice little storm. Storms are colliding with that.
Les, what did you see out of Tyler Higbee in his first year, just kind of behind the scenes or practice and stuff?
It was interesting. Tyler started off really hot. I know some of our LA guys that are here in training camp, he was a big weapon for us. And then he ran into a few injuries that set him back. And then what happens when that occurs is, hey, your offense moves on. They're going on to try to win games. And that's what happened to him. He got behind because of injuries and wasn't able to really recover from that until midway through the season. And then we started seeping him into the lineup. And, you know, that's really Higbee. But with Sean, he uses tight ends. His offense, you know, multiple tight ends, a lot of times two, sometimes three. So expect big things for Tyler coming up. You know, there's definitely, you know, Kenny should fit in most offenses, but here's what I do know with Kenny. We do expect him to test free agency, and I do know that, hey, we're 32nd in offense, so we definitely need to improve. So we're going through that right now of, hey, what type of skill does Sean really need to get us, you know, let's call it better than 32nd. Here's what I do. We're confident that we know that market. We know who in that market probably fits Sean's offense the most. And from there, we got to wait and see until next week. But we're definitely confident that we're prepared to test that market. And we're also confident we're prepared to, you know, test the market in the draft as well. And we do know that, look, we want to get better on offense, and that, you know, that includes the wide receivers and other positions as well. I think this, we got to improve the offense. That can come by additions, can come by subtractions, can come by evolution, you know, and that's, hey, that's the less sexy guys from within. But when we go back to when we were searching for a head coach, one of the things that definitely stood out about Sean is, and I know it's getting talked a lot about at this combine, is the last two seasons that Kirk Cousins had. So he's taken a quarterback that was, hey, drafted in, you know, the mid rounds, wasn't drafted to be a starter, and he's probably the darling of the combine instead of, you know, for content based on really one thing. Hey, his two seasons have been very productive. So there's no doubt that, hey, Sean's offense has been successful. So we do think that he'll, you know, just him coming in, setting up his system will help our team. Here's what I can say. It's going to be almost a personal foul here by just the look of his. We won't let that occur. He goes first.
I was just going to ask you how you thought that group was panning out.
Which group is this?
It was the four offensive linemen you drafted in the 15th draft, I believe, just a couple years ago.
You even forgot one. It was probably five. One went in the supplemental, but he was then picked up by the Kansas City Chiefs. So, but the four, that goes to the, when I talk to over here about the evolution part, we still got to figure those guys out. They're going back to your Gurley question. The 15 season was better than the 16 season. Hey, in the run game and in the pass game, you take the 15 season, a lot of those same guys in terms of sacks per pass play, we ranked in the top five, which is good. But this year, we ranked in the bottom 30. Same group, same QB for the most part, same running back. So when you go, when it's that drastic a change from 15 to 16, you now got to figure out why. Is it the individual? Is it more than that? Do we need to add anybody? Do we subtract and go from there? So this is going to be a big, big offseason in terms of subtracting, adding, and trying to figure out if we can get those guys better. You know, I think definitely, I mean, Wade's track record speaks for itself. And I do think when you look at our roster, most people would say most of the work needs to be done on the offensive side of the ball instead of the defensive side of the ball. So when Wade has come in and we've spent the last month really, really scrutinizing our roster, who fits, who doesn't. And I know Wade's excited about, you know, that front seven and how he's going to move it around and who's going to be linebacker, who's going to be defensive line and all of those things. But he is excited about that bunch. And he does, you know, as most coaches should and would say, hey, we do, you know, don't forget about us over here. We're playing defense too. But he's excited about getting that going. And I think there's some parts on our defense that fits him. I think his number one plan is, hey, he's one of the best defensive interior defense lines in football, so I don't want to mess him up. But I think he's got some creative ways to use him when they're in a three-man front and also when they're in a four-man front. And in today's football, you're going to be in a traditional four-man front probably well over 50% of the time as the way offenses spread the ball out. So I think you'll see him when they go four-man front be very similar to what he's done with us. And then what Wade's scheme allows his defenders to do is not just play one position every down, but move them around so that, you know, his goal is to have the, you know, offense not be able to, you know what's coming, but, oh, no, Aaron was here last play, Aaron is here this play, and he's got a, you know, feel for how he's going to use him. Oh, it's, you know, it's definitely been well. I mean, he's as you guys know from opening press conference, he's a ball of energy. And it starts at 4 a.m. and it's still going at 10:30 a.m. So, but these 4 weeks are really, really special in terms of you go in and you're digging through, hey, your roster, now free agency, now the draft. So you're really working together with not only Sean, but his staff, trying to figure out what they're trying to do in their schemes, what type players fit those schemes, how do our players fit, who's available in free agency in the draft to help us improve. And in those moments, start early and you know, go late is where you really, really get true synergy.